What kind of clinical research are you involved with right now?
At Hopkins, the major trials are the ones that you and I just talked about. We also have a preoperative docetaxel trial looking at biomarkers that kind of complements Jenny Chain's in some way. We're doing docetaxel as monotherapy in early breast cancer and looking for biological markers. And actually, it turns out we're doing our trial with the sampling at 1 week after therapy, and that mirrors a trial being done at Vanderbilt where they're doing it 24 hours after therapy. So I think that in the end, we'll actually be able to put together a pretty powerful data set for what happens when you give dose-dense docetaxel. Molecular changes at 24 hours, molecular changes at a week.
What is dose-dense docetaxel? What dose and what schedule?
We are using every 2 weeks with Neulasta and 100 milligrams per meter squared.
How has it been tolerated?
Pretty well. Some people do require some dose reduction at the end. These folks get 4 cycles before they move on to either surgery or perhaps to further anthracycline-based therapy.
What about non-myelosuppression, side effects and toxicity, the nails, etc.?
That's about it. Nothing that you wouldn't expect.
Is that
I
something
wouldn't do that outside of a trial.
that.
Absolutely not. I mean, I think that is so clearly a clinical trial scenario and not for primetime clinical practice. You know, in somebody who can't go on our trial, we don't even think about it.
What do we know about dose-dense docetaxel?
Not a whole lot. There are a few trials that are out there. Ours is one. The people at Vanderbilt are doing a second. And there's another group that Vered's been in communication with, I can't remember where, that has a slightly larger experience without the kind of biomarker component of their trials. And I think they're all finding basically the same thing, which is that you can give it that the myelosuppression is not really a big issue, but it's more the kind of local issues that you were talking about.
Right.